All right, so we have a piece here, Fesod on Purim, in Rav Biederman's Sefer. And in the first half, which we're going to skip through pretty quickly, and we'll start up over here about when there is Braya, he speaks about davening without kavana. And says, even davening without kavana, although the poskim write, the Rambam, the Gra, that tefillah below kavana is like a guf beli neshama, right? It's like a body without a neshama. When you hear that, it's lo na'im. It's not nice. It's not. It doesn't sit well with us. It's true, but what's interesting also is that. We'll start over here. That although it's true that. That's like it's a guf without a neshama, so it's also likened, right? It says it's like a karban mincha, beli. It says beli chius with the beli ruach chayim. So the Rav Chaim Volozhin learns from here. He says it's true. It's like a karban mincha without a ruach chayim, a gishmak, whatever you want to say. But he says it's still called a karban mincha. It's still pretty powerful. Now, it's even more than that, and this is where I really want to focus on. Unbelievable halacha that sheds light tremendously on the power of tefillah. So he explains, so Rav Chaim Brim was a Rosh Yeshiva of a yeshiva of Skver. He was very close with a lot of big Gedolim, the Chazon Ish. He was close with the Biyana Rebbe. He was close with Rav Chaim Brisker. He was very close with a lot of gedolim. So this is what Rav Chaim Brim says. So Raya Barura, so we're bringing a proof that although tefillah without kavana is like a guf without neshama, it's still really powerful. So Hevi Hagona Tzadik Rav Chaim Brim Zatzal. Mimashim Nifsach B'Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins the following halacha. Listen to this. It's mind-blowing. It's awesome. That someone who says v'sein talu mutter in the summertime, he has to go back to the beginning of tefillah. He has to go back to the beginning of that bracha. Beis Yosef mevar, and Beis Yosef, the Rav Yosef Karo explains, hatam to have a mekel haynu shekasher mevakek hashem b'mosachama, because when a person asks for rain in the summer months, hareza simin klala. It's a bad sign. So therefore, even though you said the same talar matal bracha, right? So he says you have to go back, say, if you finish davening, you have to go back and say the whole entire thing again. But if you're in the middle of davening, go back to that bracha. Because it's a simin klala, right? Ubeher hetev hevi chidish gedola, gadol, b'shem hilchus ketanos, im nimshach til shavs hischa bel atachon im sam rechas shanim they have a bosacham of a sharp vish almatar of az nisker shu shabbos chozer at shiram berechas shanim kitzkuna of az yelech etel shabbos. So he says, if on Shabbos you're davening, by accident you're davening the regular davening, and you get up to Baruch Aleinu, and you ask for rain, so says the Ber Hetev, the Chavetz Chaim writes, that you have to go back, you have to say that bracha correctly, even on Shabbos. You say Baruch Leinu appropriately, and then you go back into Shmona Esrei for Shabbos. So listen to this question. I don't understand this. Most of the time, if not every time, that a person says V'stein Talar Matzal Bracha Be'emsi Yimos B'Chachama in the middle of the summer, it's because you're not paying attention to what you're saying. You're absent-minding. You're just going through the motions and you happen to say it. You have no kavana. And when you're saying it, you're not concentrating on what you're saying. And while you're davening, you're thinking about other things. You're thinking about this trip. You're thinking about your summer. You're thinking about what you did. You know, what you're going to do that day, whatever it is. You're not thinking about your davening. You have no kavana. And that causes you to say the wrong words. The im came eza klala tigra minvarab shenemar minasafa. And therefore, if you have no kavana, then what are we nervous about? Again, the whole reason you're going back because you said the same talamater in the summer months. It's a simin klala to daven for rain during those months. So you have to go back to the beginning. But I don't understand. You said it without kavana. So what's the simin klala? You're not asking. You didn't really ask for it. You're absent-minded. The words came out of your mouth. You asked for rain, but you weren't thinking about that. You weren't actually davening. Ah, must be. Ach, mimashe chashu chazal, lezev achayvos ulachzor shemukot muchach. But what Chazal were nervous about was that shegam tefila social Yehudi below kavana pu'ulas b'maramim, that even a tefila without kavana does unbelievable things. Again, in this case, the person's davening for rain in the summer months, and the Chazal said that's not good because what you're saying is going to be a simin kol. You're asking for something bad in a non-appropriate time. But we're asking, what's? I don't understand. It's not a simin kol. You're not thinking about what you're saying. Says Rav Biederman, that's the exact, says Rav Chaim Brim, that's the point. Even when you say things without kavana in tefillah, when a Jew davens, when he says words, when he says whatever, even if you're not concentrating on what you're saying. And yes, it's true, it's like a guf b'li neshama. But you still, because you're saying the words that Chazal created, because you're davening, you're talking to a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a ben melech, as a child of the king, even if you're absent mind, not thinking of anything, your tefillah is powerful. To the extent that even if you're not having kavana, Chazal said, go back to the beginning and say it again. It's an unbelievable idea. Psak and Shulchan Aruch that Rav Chaim Brim takes so unbelievable to understand that even though that a person is davening without kavana, so their tefillah has an unbelievable effect. And this goes back to, you know, seemingly what we said beforehand. Two weeks ago, that when we're davening, oftentimes when we do an avera, so we don't have the ability to daven. Hashem's not going to listen to us. But this shows us how deep our relationship is in regards to tefillah. Tefillah is something that's so intrinsic with our neshama that even when we're saying words, when our mind isn't completely focused on those words, so it still has an unbelievable effect in Shemayim. It still has an awesome ability to create things in the world because you're davening, because your neshama is saying the... Okay, your mind's not focused, but you're saying the words, and the words are very powerful. So let's finish off this next part here. V'nira hatam b'derech ha'pashut, and to explain what this is in a very simple way, ki ha'emes she'kavanas kol ish Yehudi b'vo l'esba'al, hi l'esba'al k'helgum kavana. And the simple explanation, says Rav Biederman, is when you walk into shul to daven, your intentions are to daven properly with kavana. Why are you coming to davening? Why are you starting davening if you're not going to have any kavana? Ah, it must be that your intentions are to daven with kavana. And okay, so maybe it doesn't work out as what you planned for. Fraud specifically, but feel shechai guvun shav so tolimba. Specifically, when you're davening for things which are important to you, shebavadei beretzon lechavim b'livo. For sure, your intentions are to have the right intention, to have the right kavana. Machshavaso mashem motzvim said, and to think about what you're saying. Ach masda basav adam. What's a person supposed to do? Kasher a satan ze yitzhar. When the satan the yitzhar comes. Movavel kavana so and it messes up your mind. The enu nosein lo lizbon b'tfilas tefila and doesn't allow you to be able to concentrate in every single word that you're saying. Ve'agam shekon tefilas tzarach les amis b'chol koach habori l'dachos kol mashalas zeros es pavul mashleima. And a person has to put all their strength in to push away these thoughts. However, mihu b'di'eved, at the end of the day, yedav v'yiskor. You need to know and you need to understand and to remember and to internalize shegam tefila so zu chashuvim b'shmei marom, that even a tefila that is void of proper kavana is chashuva, is sweet and important b'shmei marom to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. V'al kein al yizalzabah v'kol shechin. And therefore, a person should put down, and all the more so, she lo tigrom lo lavoy de atzus to yesh. A person should never come to yesh or atzus to feelings of giving up hope and to sadness when a person sees that their tefillas aren't as perfect as they think they should be. You know, we live in a world that we're being fed constantly this idea that we could be perfect individuals. And this is something that I've been trying to stress to many of you over the past couple of months. We're being pushed that we have to be perfect for so long, for years and years. And this I don't think it's controversial. For years, I was under the impression that if I miss minyan, like, I'm a shkutz, I'm nothing. I'm a nothing. Like, I miss minyan, so like, what gives me the right to not daven mincha? I would daven mincha, but I would feel bad. How can I daven mincha? I miss shachars. I slept in late, whatever, I miss mincha, whatever it is. And sometimes I didn't feel like davening. But we can't be perfect. And we're going to have days where we're going to mess up. But what these ideas are showing us is that perfection is not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us to give him his heart, give us his heart, give him our heart, and give us him all we got, and try our best. We don't need to be perfect. And we're pushed, it's pushed upon us, it's pushed. You have to have kavanah and tefillah. You have to have kavanah. And this is a simple psak in Shulchan Aruch that this explanation is so beautiful, it's so sweet, and it teaches us that we don't need to be perfect in our tefillah. That even a simple, you think 400, 500 years ago, when there were no real set yeshivas in Europe, you think they knew the deepness of every single word they davened for? Probably not. How about thousands of years ago when they had no siddurim? Do you think they knew exactly how what they're saying, what they're davening for? Even the right nusach? No. So but we're being pushed, we're being fed that we need to be perfect in our tefillah, and that brings upon us yeyush and atzvus, hopelessness, helplessness, and sadness when we don't actualize that perfection that we're being fed. But this really mamish tells us that we don't need to be perfect, and that our tefillah works, regardless of whether we have the 100% kavana or zero kavana. We go in, every person that comes to these shears, every person who walks into a shul, you daven at home, when in these past couple months when you're biyachidus, you for sure entering into that Shmon Esrei with the mind that I want to daven properly. And Bidi Eved, it happens, which is really, again, we've spoken as before, a Bidi Eved just means that it's also Litchachila, whatever that, again, that even in a place where we feel like it's less ideal, that's exactly where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be, and it's really ideal, fine. But when we enter, if we're entering into our tefillah with the intentions of I'm going to daven properly, and it happens that I don't, your tefillah is still with chachila. Okay, it might be missing some components. But your tefillah is so kishur, it's so connected to who you are, that it doesn't even need to say that it needs, to say that the words that Chazal put down our siddur needs my mind, my human mind that has thought about improper things and has a lot of Mevatel Torah in it, to say that the words that Chazal instituted needs my mind for it to work, says Rav Chaim Berg, is ridiculous. Because it's so kashur, so connected to my neshama, that tefillah below kavana is pu'ulos b'momromim. It brings down, it works with even without my kavana. So we'll stop here for tonight. And again, just to quickly review what we did here, the Shulchan Aruch says we have to go back if we said the same Talmud month of the Bracha in the summer months. And the question is, why does it make sense? We didn't have Kavanah. We weren't asking anything. It's a Simen Klala. We weren't asking for it. Says Rav Chaim Brim, no, because even when you daven without Kavanah, we're nervous. We're nervous that saying, asking for rain is going to actually bring rain in the summer months. Because even if you said below Kavanah, we're nervous, so we have to go back and fix it. But again, it tells us that we have to try. But if we don't have kavana, our tefillah is mamish perfect still. Because tefillah is more than my guf. It's more than my materialistic body. It's more than my mind. It's higher than that. And therefore, it doesn't... Again, it's more shalim, we'll call it, with my kavana. But it's more than my kavana. It's more than my mind. So we'll stop here.
And Mirza Shem will pick up on Thursday, and we'll maybe do like a little chazar of what we've been talking about for the past couple of months.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you, Rabbi Shkayach.
All right, Shkayach. Have a good night, guys.
Have a good night.
Thank you.